Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We are certainly looking forward to tonight's broadcast. We've got a very interesting show for you tonight, and I trust that you will stay with us throughout the duration of the show. I'm pretty sure it will be something here that you will find interesting, so please don't go away. Stay with us throughout tonight's broadcast. I want to go ahead and make my commercial right now and let you know that I have a book out. It's called After the Passion, Now What? And it's online at drjessewalker.com. You can simply go to the website and make a purchase, or you can go to drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. Make your purchase there, and I'm sure you will find the book to be quite interesting. It's on sale there as well. You can also go to Amazon.com to get a copy if that's what you would like to do. It's an ebook format. It's hard copy on my website. I believe it's hard copy at Amazon as well, and an ebook format. So you have a number of options that you can go through to get the book. So I encourage you to get your order in as soon as possible, and I trust that you will, I'm sure you'll enjoy the read. So we're going to get ready for tonight's story momentarily. We introduced last week a topic, relationship maintenance. So every week we're going to be bringing you something relative to that. Every week we're going to bring you something that I think that you will be interested in. So stay tuned with us. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out all over the place. You know, and throughout my travels, I'm finding that a number of people are sharing with me that they are picking up the show. They've heard it. When people hear my name or they get a business card, they simply say that they have definitely heard of my broadcast and they enjoy the show. So I want all of you all to really let me know what you think about the broadcast, whether you're learning something, if there are some topics that you would love for us to present over the air. Go to online, drjessewalker.com, and we will be more than happy to do that. All right, enough said. Let me get through to the studio this evening so that we can bring in my co-host that may be traveling, and I'm going to bring her in as we get started. She's the author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement, and she also has another book out. So she's a life coach just as I am. So we're out here doing a number of things and trying to make a difference in hopefully people's lives. And I hope that we are. And from the information that I get from so many people, I believe we certainly are. Let me go ahead and bring in Ms. Audrey Blake, author of Falling in Love with Me and Dying to Wake Up. Ms. Blake, welcome to the show this evening, and go ahead and give your commercial for the hour.
Hi, Dr. Walker. And is it a happy belated birthday or am I early?
It's a happy belated, yes.
Okay.
I turned 20. Just over 24 on Saturday. Thank you for that.
Okay, I knew it was soon. Yes, I'm Audrey B., or Audrey Blake, as you just stated, your co-host, and I am a life coach. And just to sum it up, basically, you know, life coaching can help you in several ways. I'm finding that a lot of people that think they don't need a life coach find out that a life coach can be very helpful to them. We help reduce the stress in your life. We help you develop a plan to pursue your passion, bring balance to your life, and recover from divorce, and stay on target to reach your goals, just to name a few things we do. But if you'd like to find out more, I offer free coaching sessions, 30 minutes via telephone, Skype, or FaceTime from anywhere in the country. Now, you can call me at 770-866-2162 or visit my website for all the information, which is fosteringleaders.org.
Okay. Ms. Blake, tell us what the weather is like out there where you are out there. And if you're in Atlanta, how is that weather?
I am in my current home state of Atlanta, and in Georgia. It's Hotlanta. That's why they call it that. It's really not too bad. You get acclimated to it after a while. But would love to be in Miami, though. That's my favorite place to go.
Okay. All right. Well, we can switch places at some point in time.
Yeah, you can have Atlanta. No, I actually love it here. I really do. It's been a good spot to live.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to get ready for tonight's story. Are you ready for it?
Yes, very excited as always about the discussion.
Okay. All right, great. Now, this show does not have all the answers, but together with your help, I can assure you we will find some answers that may prove beneficial to your relationships. Now, the opinions, as always, that are expressed from my guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed here and throughout tonight's program are merely those of my own and those of my guests and co-hosts and other participants. Now, tonight's dialogue should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate license, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. As always, the information presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, when it comes to tonight's topic, our characters are Denise and Earl. Denise and Earl. Now, prior to getting married, Denise and Earl dated throughout their freshman to senior college years and had a marvelous time with the in-love feeling. Okay, those are key words. They had a marvelous time with the in-love feeling. And all of our stories are inspired by true stories. And, of course, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. Now, Denise and Earl have now been married for 3.5 years, and things seem to be going in a different direction, as they seem to have lost that in-love feeling. And, in fact, they're not even getting along at all. Now, following are some of the challenges that they are facing in their marriage right now. Now, Earl prefers to hang out with his friends more than being with his wife, which causes a problem that was not the case in the initial stages of their marriage. They have lost their method of effectively communicating. Everything they seem to say to each other appears to be offensive and causes them to go on the defense. They no longer compliment each other with words or deeds. There's no compliments going on in this relationship. They don't even appear to like each other anymore. They have not been on a date together with each other for the past 3 months. Now the couple is considering whether to stay in the marriage or end it. Recently, they discovered that several of their friends are going through similar situations in their marriage. Now, we start out with the question tonight. Is it possible that at some point love ends and problems begin? Or continue, should I say, does love end? Don't go away. Stay with us as our show starts right now. And the topic for the evening is, when it comes to relationships, why can't we all just get along? I think Rodney King put it best, and I don't know if he coined that phrase or not, but Ms. Blake, let me just ask you, when it comes to relationships, why can't we all just get along? Oh, okay, Ms. Blake, we're not hearing you. Let me try again. Ms. Blake, once again, when it comes to relationships, why can't we all just get along?
Oh, relationships are complicated.
All right.
Yeah, you're blending two lives, two cultures. Even if you have similar cultures, you're blending two upbringings, backgrounds, and personality together. So it takes work. It takes work.
It certainly does. And you know, if you check with people that start a relationship, you check with them every 3 months, almost like in the relationship checkup, you will find that things start to change. They may go sometimes maybe a year or so, but you will find that people start to change in their relationships because I agree with you. You're bringing two different personalities, and even when they're similar personalities, there's a good chance that you're going to see something in the other person that's a reflection of yourself, but you're not aware of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because science tells us that we don't know who we are. There are three ways. We see ourselves. How does it go? There's a way that someone else sees us. That's the way that we see ourselves, and then there's the way that we are. But we fail to recognize our own flaws.
Yeah, and you made a really great point. It's a psychological point, in fact. When someone has a trait that really tends to annoy you, look in the mirror. Because I can't talk today, but obviously it's a factor because it's bothering you simply because it may be revealing one of your own personal flaws. And we don't like to see our reflection sometimes.
Well, that is so true. That is so true. But let me ask you our opening question here, and then we're going to take some calls from the phone, go to the phone line. Let me ask you this. Do you think that love, when it comes to relationships, that at some point love ends, that in love feeling, it ends as it did with Denise and Earl?
Okay, now when you preface it with the words that in love feeling, yeah, that can end because that's what you have to work at to keep going, that excitement, that romance. But as far as love itself ending, true love to me never dies. What I think actually happens in some cases is people get married that were never really in love in the first place. But when you really are in love, I mean, it just doesn't end. That's my opinion.
Okay, well, if you think about it, though, the people who have that in love feeling, when they fall out of love or they separate, and I agree with you that true love never ends, but when they do have their fights and they become insurmountable and then they break up, that love is still there, but it hurts. Should love really hurt? I think you talk about that in your book. Should it really hurt?
Love can hurt sometimes. It should not. I mean, it shouldn't be an abusive situation. But, you know, somebody, it's like this. If somebody that you really care about does something to you, it will hurt. If it's somebody you really don't care about, or maybe that's just the way I look at life, then it doesn't matter. But the deeper you love a person, then the more vulnerable you are. And, of course, the actions can have a greater impact on you.
Okay, so then the key you would think to that is, you know, just don't love so deeply. What do you mean?
Dr.
to avoid
Walker.
The pain because you're – no, I'm just saying, I mean, based on what you're saying here, because at some point you're going to have these fights, these arguments, these disagreements, and then all of a sudden, I mean, if it gets to the point where it's like – I mean, you think about it. We got 45% or 55% of the marriages ending in divorce now, and people are hurting each other. You know, people are going out here doing insane things to each other because they were once madly in love with each other. They just they couldn't find themselves without that other person. And then all of a sudden, now they just can't seem to stand each other. They communicate even through their children. You know, well, tell your mom I'm not coming over there tonight to pick you all up. You know, she says, you know what? Tell him I don't have time for all of that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. So what is
but
going
Dr. Walker,
two
things come to my mind immediately, and I'll keep it brief. One is that sometimes when people fall out of love that easily, they have to question were they really ever in love. You know, we get caught up in the feeling, and you know, love is not a feeling. You know, it's a true commitment, lovers of God. We've talked about this on the show. But the other thing is, I think you were saying something about love and love ending, is that sometimes, you know, love can hurt. I lost my thought. But the main thing I really want to say is people aren't always in love that think they're in love. That's what I have come to recognize sometimes.
Okay. And, you know, we got a future show coming up to ask that very question. Is love really a feeling, you know? Is love really a feeling? Because you just mentioned, we're going to go to phone lines in a moment. You just mentioned that if people really loved each other, I mean, you know, I mean, we're emotional. We're spiritual, in my opinion. We're spiritual beings having an emotional experience, which makes us human. So if you don't feel something, if you don't feel something for the person, that almost seems like you could really just love anybody or marry anybody or date anybody. Because if we take the feeling out of love, the emotion out of love, okay, we can just care about a person. Oh, I'm just going to be nicer.
Yeah.
And that's like arranged marriages or relationships. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I just remember what I was going to say and answer your first question about should we not love so deeply. Dr. Walker, I think love is deep. When you really love somebody, it goes very deep. And you are emotionally invested into the relationship. Sometimes people just forget their first love, you know, why they entered the relationship. And so they're two coins. Those people who were never really in love in the first place, they just got caught up. And those people who love very, very deeply, but they just need to be brought back to that first love.
All right. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, 347-857-1769. We're going to reiterate tonight's opening story in a moment. But let me go to the phone line just for a second. We're going to go to 305-761. Thank you for joining us. Who do we have on the air with us this evening?
We have Patrick Jones calling you this evening.
Okay, Mr. Patrick, thank you for joining us this evening. Let me ask you, Patrick, do you think that the in-love feeling ends?
The in-love feeling?
Yes. Do you think it ends?
No. I don't think it ends if it's real.
Okay.
You have that initial feeling, the happiness, the joy that you get when you meet a person. It's kind of like that new toy on Christmas Day. It's that feeling. That, I think, goes away. But when you have that emotional investment person where you grow and you genuinely care about their well-being and their welfare and their day-to-day life, that doesn't go away. It can drive you crazy. I honestly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
It can definitely drive you crazy. But it does not dissipate at all. Things that occur from day-to-day in your life will allow you to blanket it with other earthly things where you lose sight of that love. I think that happens. And that drives a wedge between you and creates that separation. And some people feel like they've gone so far. It's kind of like if you're out swimming at a beach and you go out beyond the sandbar and you swim, 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 and when you look back, the shore seems so far away. So do I ask for help? Or do I swim in? Either one, I can become exhausted and drowned out here. And I think that's what happens a lot of times. People just, they let things go on in their day-to-day life, and they lose focus and sight of what got them where they were with the bond that they created with one another and the growth of that love. So it doesn't fade. It just gets covered up. Earth is dumped on top of it, and we have to move that daily. Take care of today. Take care of each other today. Let's remember how we got where we are. And then tomorrow when it comes, we'll remember yesterday, and it'll make today brighter for us. That's how I see it. I mean, maybe
okay,
I'm
you
a
know,
little
that's
romantic.
Well, no, you know, I mean, there are a lot of us out there that may be identified as hopeless romantics, but I think it becomes so important, and that's one of the reasons why I do this show, is because to give hope to those who have that in-love feeling or want to have that relationship maintenance. You know, they want to keep it going strong. You're listening live to the Dr. Jess Walker Show. We're going to ask you all to stand by just for a second. We're going to, at this time, reiterate tonight's story. Let me do that. Our characters in tonight's story are Denise and Earl. Denise and Earl, now, once again, you know, prior to them getting married, they dated in college, you know, from their freshman year of college to their senior year of college. They have no children. This couple was inseparable. They were, I mean, you could tell that they were clearly in love. Now, they've been married now for 3.5 years, and for some reason, things don't seem to be going the same way. As a matter of fact, they're not getting along at all. Now, here are just some of the few things that are happening to them. Earl prefers to spend time hanging out with his boys, and this is causing a problem in their relationship because this is not how it was in their initial stages of marriage. He spent more time with Denise. Now, they have lost that method of effectively communicating. They don't have effective communication anymore in their marriage. Now, everything that he says to her or whatever she says to him, they both go on the defense. It seems to be offensive, no matter what's being said. Now, they no longer even compliment each other. He doesn't tell her how beautiful she looks. She doesn't tell him that that's nice. She doesn't buy him anything. He doesn't buy her anything. You know, they don't even appear to like each other anymore. They have not been on a date for the past 3 months, and I think that that's important. And, you know, so the couple is, they're wondering whether or not they should stay in marriage. They have no children, and they just recently discovered that a number of their friends are in similar situations. So they're wondering if there's something going on because it's like they don't have that in-love feeling anymore. And tonight we're talking about when it comes to relationships, why can't we all just get along? Why can't we all just get along? So let's go back to the phone lines again, and maybe there's somebody out there that can give us an answer. Why aren't people just getting along? All right, let's go to 954-417. Good evening. You're on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Who do we have with us?
This is Nikki. How are you?
Nikki, fine. Thank you for joining us this evening. Nikki, do you think that people lose that in-love feeling, or maybe they never had it, or they thought they did? What is going on? Why can't people just get along?
I honestly feel that when someone gets married or they're in a relationship, and after a year, or in this case 3 months, the feeling is gone. They wasn't really in love. They was infatuation. Maybe they was in attractive mode, but they wasn't attached. I have a young lady that's going through the exact thing now. She's been married for 1 year, and her husband is repeatedly telling her the same exact thing. He's unhappy, and she has no clue to what she's doing. In her eyes, she's doing everything possible to keep her marriage. I feel as though somebody is tipping out. Or somebody has met somebody else, and somebody has influenced that person's thinking to want to just walk away to somebody that you said your vows to, and after 3 months, you want to call it quits. It does not sit right with me that all of a sudden you want to throw everything away. You don't want to even go to counseling. You don't even want to sit down with no one. I just feel as though in this young lady, she's 21 years old. I was talking to her. She sounds desperate. She doesn't have any answers. And I hope I told her to call tonight, like one of the experts on here could give her some advice on what to do. I wanted to throw that question out to you. I'm sorry if it interfered with your story.
Oh, no, that's okay. She can certainly call the show and listen live. And we even have open mics on nights where people can actually ask questions, you know, they call in, and anything that's on their mind. They can use an alias if they want to. But, Nikki, while you're on the line, let me ask you this question, a couple of questions. One, to your knowledge, how long had they dated before getting married?
To my knowledge, it was 6 months.
About 6 months. Yeah. And then people don't realize that you really don't know a person until you really live with them. And you can date them forever from different addresses. But when you really live with them, you are really going to find out you're going to really find out who that person is. Nikki, we're going to ask you to stand by, and we're going to take another caller. Just stand by, if you would. We're going to go to 786-985. 786-985. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Yes, this is Miss X, and I'd like to say good afternoon to everybody who's present.
Good afternoon.
Listening.
Thank you, Miss X. Good afternoon. Miss X, what do you think happens when it comes to relationships? Why is it that people are just not getting along?
Okay, well, my initial thought is that, first of all, that feeling that we call love is nature's way because, you know, after all, the end product is reproducing. And so I think it's nature's way of duping us into forming this relationship with the end result being that we will reproduce. So I think that's the initial feeling that we get. After, you know, afterwards, I think we have to work on whether we keep that feeling or stay in that relationship or whatever. But I'd like to address the young lady there because I'm just wondering what are the age differences in those in that couple. Is this a more mature male? Has he had more experience? Is she new to the game? I don't know because it could be, you know, so many other factors that have now because they're together that makes it hard for them to want to stay together depending on what each or the other's prior experiences have been.
Well,
okay,
this particular person, she wants the marriage, she wants out. It's a 10-year difference. And he's been
older,
married
he's
before.
He's 10 years older, or he's 10 years older, or he's 10 years
old. He's 10 years older, he's been older. Married before, and she's new. You know, this is her first time being married.
How old is she? I just would like to know that.
21.
How old is she?
She's 21.
21. Wow. 21. Does she have any kids?
No kids. He has kids from his previous relationship, but she has no kids.
Well, tell us
so
about
I'm wondering if it has anything to do with the level of intimacy.
Mm-hmm. She didn't mention intimacy. Yeah. She didn't mention intimacy, but I have no idea. She's getting, it was nothing wrong at all.
Oh, okay.
But he's come out to say that he's unhappy and he doesn't even want to sit down with anyone to talk at this point. He feels as though the marriage is resolved.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, he's experienced. You know, my thought, I just want to say this here. She can certainly call the show. We would be happy to hear from her. She can just call for some private session. I do want to say this. I want to go ahead and say this part. We're getting some noise into the studio. Oh, there it is. Okay. I want to go ahead and say this part. Please have her tune in to the show. She can also call for private sessions. Just simply go to my website and get the information there. But if both parties have expressed, now this is just my opinion, and I know other people may disagree, and I respect that. But if two parties are unhappy, and she's as young as she is, 21, I don't care if you're 41 or 51, if you are both just unhappy and you're not willing to go try to get some help, like the gentleman Patrick said earlier, he can swim out so far. But if, you know, he can either ask for help or not ask for help and drown out there. But if you're just unhappy and both parties have expressed that and nobody's willing to go get some help, I'd say go your separate ways so that you can find happiness, even then by yourself until the next person comes along.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask you to stand by. Nick, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Blake, let's bring you in just for did you have a thought on anything that has been presented?
Yes,
Yes,
Dr. Walker, I absolutely agree with what you're saying. I mean, I believe in love. I firmly believe in the institution of marriage. But, you know, not everybody that gets together is supposed to be together. And that's what I think people miss sometimes. And you can't force something that is not meant to be. And yet that age difference, it works for some people. It doesn't for others. It's not so much the age as to me as much as the developmental stage that individual is in, because age
right.
is not equal maturity, as I talk about in my book, Falling in Love with Me. But very valid points have been made tonight, And I do, you know, we would love to help the young lady to the best of our knowledge and provide help for her.
Okay. I think that that's an interesting point. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to 954-226. Who do we have on the air with us this evening? And welcome.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us this evening. Rose, when it comes to relationships, I mean, as in the case where Denise and Earl, I mean, what could possibly have happened to them? I mean, this couple was in love, and now they've lost that in love feeling. And there's a song out, you know, old school, we've lost that love and feeling. What do you think, Rose?
I would love to just address Nikki's friend's concern for a quick minute before I go on to that, because I really feel bad for that young lady. She's only 21, not as experienced as he might be. He was already married, have kids, and she's rather, you know, fairly new to this. And my heart really goes out to her because, as Nikki said, she's trying everything that she can to save her marriage. She just does not know what it is that she's doing wrong. And it seemed like he's not telling her much except that he's not happy and he's not willing to sit down with a counselor. You know, just hearing those things, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say he has other interests. Because if he wanted his marriage, he would try his very best, like her, to work on it, to seek counseling, and to do everything that he possibly can in order to save it. But if he's not willing, it seems like he's done. He has given up, and he wants nothing else to do with it. He's just bearing his in body, it seemed to me, and his mind is someplace else. However, for tonight's story, Denise and Earl, that's just a shame. Does the love go away? Does the in-love feelings go away? I'm going to say that they can both go away if they're not nurtured. Now, I believe that the love actually grows over time, because I think when two people are together for years, I believe that they grow more and more to love each other even more, and the commitment is even stronger. However, I believe that the in-love feeling, what I hear some people refer to as in lust, I believe that can diminish if it's not nurtured properly. I think in order to keep that going, you have to actually work on it. You have to keep the sparks. You have to keep the dates. You have to keep the laughter. You have to keep the fun in the mind. You have to keep liking each other. Because I think if you don't like each other, it's going to be very hard for the in-love feeling to remain. So I think what two people that are in a relationship, especially if being married, need to do is to keep the fun going. Nurture the marriage, the love. Keep things, you know, the dates going. Remember what it was like when you were just dating, what you did that you liked with each other, and keep doing those things in order to keep the in-love growing. And that's just my thought.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Rose. Let me just ask you real quickly, and if you'll give us a quick response, if you would, and then we got to start taking, we'll take another caller, and then what we'll do is take some of the comments that are coming in. If this young lady that Nikki presented were your daughter, assuming that you're over the age of 25, and let's say you're 40 and you have a 21-year-old, Rose, what, if anything, would you tell this young lady that Nikki presented if that were your daughter?
You know, I really don't like divorces, and I am not going to let that be the first thing that that I recommend. I would actually tell my daughter to try. You know, I would also tell her to pray about it. I know some people just don't believe in prayer, but I'm a strong believer in prayer. I would tell her to pray about it. Keep talking to him. But I would say there comes a point when you can't do anything else. You cannot make him love you. You cannot make him want the marriage. Okay? I will encourage her to do as much as she can. And when she has done everything she knows to do, she put it to the Lord, and this man is just going his own way, doesn't want to try, then I believe it's time to go. You know, the Bible tells us to live peaceably with everyone as far as possible, but we can't control the other person. We can't let the other person love us. So I would just tell her to make sure she does everything in her powers This way, she won't have any regrets. She won't think later, well, if I had done this, then maybe that would have happened. Do everything you know how to do, and then leave it alone.
Well, thank you for that, Rose. You'll hear me say it from time to time on this show, that the institution, in my opinion now, my humble opinion, the institution of marriage is of God, but not every marriage is of God. And I'll tell you, if that were my daughter, assuming that if I were over the age of 25 and, let's say, 40, and I had a young lady, you know, my daughter, 21, I would clearly tell my daughter, pretty something along the lines that you said, Rose, give it all that you can. First, if you pray about it, give it all that you can. I don't want my daughter in any abusive situation. And if somebody is just not loving her, he's not feeling her, and this goes for my sons too, you know, any of my children, if that were the case, son or daughter, I would say give it all that you can, try to, you know, and beyond, whatever beyond means, you know, find your counselor. They don't want to participate, and then set a time frame to it. But don't go getting pregnant. I would just say do not get pregnant within the next 3 months. And then I say if you don't see a change in that time frame, then you know what? You're young enough, my 21-year-old, go in your separate direction, count your blessings, praise the Lord, and say hallelujah. You know, I don't have any attached. Nikki, I hope that that information proved to be beneficial to someone, and I hope that your friend is certainly listening. If not, you know, she can certainly listen to this show 20 minutes after it's aired in its entirety. And, of course, I'm not a person who endorses divorce either. But I, by all means, I believe in things being spiritual, and I also believe in them being practical. I mean, because, you know, the question becomes, will God fix that marriage? God doesn't, in my humble opinion again, God does not impose his will on anybody. And so she can be praying till she's 50, but if that young man does not want that relationship, he has the free will. He has free will to do whatever he wants to do, and God is not going to impose on that. I, in all my experiences, my understanding how God operates, he will not. Let's go to online. Yes, Ms. Blake, go ahead.
I'd just like to interject very quickly. You know how the vow says, what God put together, let no man put asunder. But what we miss, and many may agree with me, may disagree with me on this, we miss the fact that it says what God has put
together.
That's
right.
And God
That's
does
right.
not always put people together.
He doesn't put them together. He doesn't, you know, a lot of times people have not sought God's direction, you know, or his directives before they get married, and they're going by that in that feeling. And they go there and they get into that feeling, and it's like, let me do this here thing. When you saw all kind of warning signs, but you went on anyway. And then
right.
now that you're in there, you know, like Patrick said earlier, you know, you might be out there swimming and you've gone so far, and then you don't even know sometimes you might need some help, but you can also sense sometimes that you're drowning. Something is happening. Because this isn't, you know, I'm out here trying to tread the water, but you can only tread the water for so long. Because the human side of us, we run out of energy, and all of our cups can run over. Let me go to phone lines once again. We're going to go to 863. We got to take, my producer letting me know we got to take some of these comments that are coming in. 863-412, thank you so much. Who's joining us this evening? And welcome.
Yeah, this is Dennis.
Dennis, thank you for joining us this evening. Dennis, thank you for holding. Give us your thoughts on tonight's topic.
There are several different things, as I've been listening the whole time. One, need to read the book, Falling in Love with Me. Wherever it took for them to fall in love with you, you need to do the same things to keep them falling in love with you. Two, they need to read the book, After the Passion, Then What? Because love is only going to last, not because of the passion, but because of what you put into it. Three, there's a show that's coming up this month, Maintenance, Relationship Maintenance, that they need to listen to because it is real life, real in-your-face type of thing that they need to listen to and understand that there are things in a marriage that you have to continue to do. Maintenance, just like a maintenance on a car, just like a maintenance on a house. Just, you know, these are things that you have to do to keep a relationship going. And if you're not doing them or you're putting them off or you're trying to let somebody else do them, it will fail. So maintenance, is one of the major things that we have to do.
Well, you know, Dennis, I want to say thank you so very much for that. As a matter of fact, Dennis is the young man who introduced that concept to us some time ago, and we have developed that over the show now, and I thank him for that. That's his brainchild. We're doing relationship maintenance. It was introduced last week, and by listening to the show, you will get tidbits on how to maintain your relationship. And if you want something that's exclusive, you can go online at drjessewalker.com, send us, fill out the little form that comes up, and we will send you tidbits often on how the relationship maintenance comes. Thank you for that presentation also on my book, After the Passion, Now What?, as well as Ms. Blake's book, Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement.
Yes, thank you.
He's the author of that. Thank you for that. Let's go to we got to take some of these comments. Let me go to Patrick real quick. Patrick, let's bring you back in just for a moment. Then, Ms. X, we're going to bring you in after we take a couple of comments. Patrick, you talk about people drowning, you know, that they can drown without getting any help. Did you have a thought for the young lady that Nikki may have presented earlier, the 21-year-old married to the 31-year-old?
Oh, I heard it. I listened to it very carefully. And that young lady's in deep water. It sounds like she wants it more than he does. And going back to the show last week, I listened in on and I had some comments. You said something that has stayed with me, and I love the analogy. A plane can't fly with one wing.
Right.
And I think that is possibly where that young lady is at. Yes, she's drowning. And yes, she's reaching out for help and the SOS signal. She's looking for the life preserver, but she's thinking he's going to be the one to throw it, and he's not interested in throwing it, what it sounds like to me.
I think that that's a very interesting point, a very interesting point. And the longer she stays out there, I mean, she's looking at the prospect of drowning. And I think that being that young, oh, my goodness, there's such a future ahead. And you know what?
Yes.
Last week's show, thank you for mentioning that, because it was how do you know when you're wasting time in your relationship? And she needs to go back and listen to that show, because she will clearly see that she's wasting time. And you know what? Nikki, if you can tell her to surround herself with some friends that are positive, even some older folk that can give her some positive advice. We're going to ask you all to stand by just a second. We've got to go and some of these comments that are coming in. Let's see, we're getting some noise into the studio. All right, let me, this studio is brand new, as we said. It picks up every sound. All right, they're telling me that we got to take some of these comments. Here's a comment. We're going to give this first one to Ms. Blake. This female writes in, when it comes to relationships, why can't we all just get along? She says, this would be an excellent question to ask my ex-husband just before we divorced some 5 years ago. When I found out the reason he changed towards me, because he was clearly seeing someone else whom he ended up having two children with during our marriage. Really, how can you get along with someone who has lived a lie with you? Ms. Blake, this dude, he had two kids on her while during their marriage, and now she wants to know, how can you really live with someone who's lived a lie with you? And they're obviously divorced now. What do you think?
Well, you can't, and that's why they're not together. I'm just going to keep it real because that's how I am.
Uh-huh.
You know, and what I would say to her, if he hadn't left at the time, but now that he's gone, you know, read my book, read your book. But he did her a favor. And, again, you know, I'm the person that doesn't always look at him as a bad person because we all have faults. But the thing is, he did her a favor. If you don't want to be in a marriage, definitely, I believe in working it out, but if you're going to not give that woman or that man the love that he or she deserves, then you don't deserve them. And let them be free so they can get somebody who will really, truly love them the way God intended.
All right. We're going to ask somebody. I think you're right on point with that. Nikki, we're going to give you this comment that came in. This comes from a male. He writes in, I think relationships are the hardest thing in life we face, simply because we are dealing with other people with usually a different mindset. I just think that no matter who you are with, you're going to have problems that you were never prepared for. Do you think that there's any truth to that, Nikki, that no matter who you're with, you're going to have problems that you were never prepared for?
I just believe that if every person that's seeking to go the same way with each other, that everything needs to be out on the table in the beginning. I mean, don't hold any secrets. Don't hold back that how you feeling about a person. Don't go in a relationship thinking that having sex is going to keep that person. Because when you do that, you're setting yourself up for failure. And it's so evident in today's society that people are not getting married for the right reasons. They're getting married because they're shacking, or they're getting married because everybody else getting married and they don't want to be left behind. And then you got this one partner that's not totally committed, but he's going to go all the way and thinks he's going to live with this person and grow with this person, but he's not. He's not there mentally. He's not there all the way. And I just feel for the young woman when I was talking about, I hope she's listening. I told her to call in. Everyone gave her excellent advice. I know she's young, and I know that she put her all into this marriage, but I really hope that she take the advice that everyone gave her, and she can bounce back. She can still have a future without this young man. I appreciate all the comments that were given to her tonight.
All right. Well, thank you, Nikki. We're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. X, we're going to bring you in, and we're going to ask you to take a look at this next comment. That'll be followed by Rose. We have a number of comments. We're going to try to get to as many as we can. And we only have about 11 minutes before we bring the show to a close. Ms. X, this comment comes in from a male. He says, when it comes to relationships, why can't we all just get along? He says, I think they should offer relationship classes, he says, as electives in school, because generally speaking, I really don't think we know how to get along with other people when we are having problems, even extended families, he says, friends and strangers or whoever. So he thinks that you should have elective classes, you know, on relationships. Ms. X, how do you feel about that? Ms. X, all right, let's go to
you should have elective. You should have elective classes on it?
On,
or did
on
I hear wrong?
You know, so that people can be trained in how to get along with other people. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know that taking elective classes is going to help the issue because, you know, you've got so many different varying degrees of personalities and characteristics and things that are involved with different people. And how can you, you know, you can do maybe an overall presentation on relationships and some things that work and some things that don't work. But when you've got environmental issues, you've got personalities clashing, you've got age differences, you've got maturity levels, you've got so many different variables until, you know, I think that if you can just address your specific problem in a relationship class, that might work better.
All right, hang on one second. We're going to go to Ms. Blake just for a second. Ms. Blake, I want to bring that same question to you because I think that it's a pretty good idea, you know, to have offer relationship class, you know, a class on relationships because, and I think it probably should be offered in the middle school and in high school where it shows you how to really get along. I mean, I know they have consumer science or home economics is probably called now consumer science. But I think that needs to involve where they have, you talk about sex through your sex education, which is done through science classes, but I think that they need to sort of interrelate when it comes to sex education because if you're kind of have an idea of how relationships operate and the dynamics of it, chances are you may choose to do better or head along the right course of action when you are choosing the relationship to be with. And then the relationship course can center around, well, you're not just looking at somebody because they're beautiful, they look gorgeous to you, or their physique is nice, and the guy. Because those things eventually fade. What you need to be looking at is the character of a person. But give me your thoughts, Ms. Blake. Do you think that this person may be on point? I certainly do.
Well, I think it's nice. It's a nice thought. I mean, I took marriage and the family in college and all that good stuff. But that's not going to teach a person how to deal with relationships. I do agree with Ms. X. Maybe offering communication classes, things that deal with, you know, the core, conflict resolution, that type of thing, I think would be more helpful than the relationship. But it doesn't hurt to get a general overview. But, you know, most of the time the person teaching the class probably is having relationship problems themselves. So,
there's no one that's exempt.
Exactly. So I think communication, as we talked about before, and I think it's a more helpful skill set.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, all of you all. We're going to take another call, and we're going to go to 614-395. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air with us this evening? 614-395.
Sylvia Smith.
All right. Sylvia, thank you for joining us. Sylvia, give me your thoughts on tonight. When it comes to relationships, why can't we all just get along? What do you think? In 15 seconds or less, we're running out of time.
Well, I think sometimes why we can't get along, you know, because we bring a lot of, excessive baggage to relationships that we really should just look at people for who they are and not for what we want to be, because when you meet somebody, I mean, if you fall in love with who they are, you can't expect them to be something else when you get married and so forth. That's what I think.
Okay, well, that's an interesting point of view. We thank you for that. You know, and Nikki presented something earlier when she said that people should put it all out on the table. But, you know, the question becomes, will anybody really, in the initial stages or throughout the dating stages, will they really put it all out on the table? And that's a hard thing. We're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. We're going to send another comment out just on a moment. We're going to ask everybody that's responding to be about 15 seconds or less. Let's first go to this phone line, 786-523. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have on the air with us this evening?
Is this King Walker or Dr. Walker?
Dr. Walker is fine. Who do we have with us this evening? Hey. Welcome.
Welcome. This is Lion.
Okay. All right. King Lion.
How you doing?
Give us your thought. When it comes to relationships, why do you think people are having such difficulty in terms of getting along?
Well, again, I say that once people truly put God first and stop trying to be so politically correct and being honest with the Lord, and then he would bond their relationship. Too many people are failing on keeping the promise and being good with the Lord. That's why individually their relationships are not good with themselves, and it just never happened. That's why God told Hosea to go out and marry a prostitute, I presume, so Hosea would see what God go through by dealing with the rebellious nation of people. At some point, if you keep doing God wrong, and then God's going to see, as he already knows, how your lover or your fiance is going to do you wrong. Put God first and have your standards according to his biblical order, and then request that to be upon your significant other. But people don't do that. They want to go to church, play church, look politically correct, pretty clothes, dirty souls, and everyone got terrible masks on, and then they wonder why their life is never right, their finances is not right, they're not real with themselves and God. You got to put God first, and if you be good to God, he'll give you the gift of discernment, which is one of the gifts of the Holy Ghost, so you can discern who you truly is with, whether they truly are not.
So if I hear you correctly, Mr. Lyon, are you saying then that people who, let's say a couple who are in church together, and they've been going to church together for 10, 20 years, and there's a problem, and let's say the woman has been faithful all these years, and her husband later decides to act up in the last 5 years. Are you saying this is a result of something that she did to dishonor God?
Well, no, it's not a thing of what she've done. Again, we don't know what's going on in that relationship, because the person could tell you one side when there's another side. That's why righteous biblical conference should take its course in counseling. But I will say, the Bible said two can't walk together unless they agree. You have people who go to church for 30 years. But the question is God in them, or are they just in a pretty building? Because many people are sitting inside a building, but is God truly in that person by their action? The Bible says the race is not given to the swift, but those who endure to the end. So, therefore, the question is God in their life? Now, I'm not here to judge anyone, but you tell a tree by the fruit it bears. And apparently, if she's hurting because he stepped outside the marriage or vice versa, it's because they took their eyes off God the way Peter took his eyes off the Lord at the time, and that's why he started to sink. When you take your eyes off of God, immediately the devil comes in.
Okay, all right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We are clearly running out of time. I've got about 90 seconds to go, and I want to bring somebody else in. Let me go to Ms. X real quick. Ms. X, Lion here seems to be kind of, you know, if I say left wing or right wing. Do you agree with everything that he said? Just quickly, 15 seconds or less.
I do believe that you need to have God in a relationship. Again, there are so many other factors. I would hate to think that because my relationship went bad, you know, I would be accused of not, you know, being as religious as I should or as faithful to my father. So.
Okay. Well, we respect those opinions. I just can't see, and I appreciate Ms. Lyon's comments, but I just don't necessarily see that the same way. Ms. Blake, do I have blinders on, or do you think Ms. Lyon might have been on point? I mean, I just can't see somebody being in a relationship and all of a sudden it turns sour. That's kind of God's, you know, it's because I wasn't aligned sort of with God. What do you think?
I think there's no simple answer to it, to be very honest with you. Definitely knowing God makes all things better. But again, you know, it has to do with personalities and people, and God does not force his will on us.
No, he doesn't. Let me take a couple more of these comments. We are out of time. They're telling me, you know what, I got to end it. This female writes in, she says, the reason I don't think we all just get along in our relationship because after getting comfortable in our relationships, our significant others are usually trying to change us into who they want us to be. This is where the problem comes in because after we have been together for a moment, we make the choice to not accept the other person as they are. Like, I'll give you that one, and I'll take the last one that we're able to get to. What do you think? People are trying to change each other.
She's right on point. That's all I'll say. She's right on point.
Okay. All right. This will be the last comment. I'm sorry, you all. We couldn't get to all of the comments and all of the callers tonight. This female writes in, and she says, my husband and I have discovered a way to help us get along in our relationship. Okay. We decided years ago prior to getting married to establish some ground rules that we would agree to abide by. We have now been married for 11 years, and every time we have a disagreement, we make the or necessary adjustments in our rules to minimize further frustrations and problems. This has definitely worked for us, and we not only love each other, but we also like each other very much. All right, I think
we need to have
them
on the show, Dr. Walker.
I certainly need to. I'm going to ask them to send us an email at online@drjessewalker.com. We would love to have you and your husband both on the show and tell us about your ground rules, because I think that can set the tone, and I think that's one of the things that will keep those vows, people honoring their vows, if they are truly committed to each other. We're out of time, Ms. Blake. I always appreciate you being with me on the air and all of our callers tonight. I want to say thank you to every one of you all. Please join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday, join us next Tuesday live once again for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We've got a show coming up that you really don't want to miss next Tuesday. Tell your friends about it. Blow us up on Facebook or any of your social media. Until this Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.